26 minutes to 10 here on 11:16 SEN. Very much looking forward to the pairing of Mark Allen and David Swartz coming back on the air from later in January on our afternoon program between 3 and 7 on our drive program, I should say. And joining us now for a bit of a chat about golf is one half of that combination. Mark Allen, Happy New Year and good morning to you.
Good on you, Shebexter. Nice to talk to you in 2017. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to having a look at Jason Day. Even though he's wearing the Nike gear, he should be still wearing Adidas. But even though he's wearing the Nike gear this week at the Tournament of the Champions, I'm very keen to see how he's come out of this 3.5 month layoff. We saw him pull out of the last couple of events in the FedEx Cup at the end of 2016, and he had the crook back. But he seems to do that pretty much every year, so it's now a pattern. It's nothing new. So I'm keen to see the way he's swinging the golf club. I'm keen to see if he can get off to a really quick start in Hawaii.
Let's turn back the clock on that one, Marco. 3 months it's been now since he's played competitive golf. And he said in his press conference 2 days ago that he hasn't even touched a golf club in that 3 months. How much does that affect your golf swing coming into a professional tournament? Basically, first tournament coming in. Do you need that good long practice, or is he just good enough that he can just, have a couple of months off and then pick it up?
Well, look, hopefully it was just a throwaway line, Tony, because you've got to play golf. I mean, you've actually got to swing the golf club. You've got to keep those golf muscles flexible, the ones that need to be flexible, and you need to work on the ones that don't, the ones that need to be really strong. So hopefully, like I said, it was just a throwaway line. It was just something he said at a press conference, because you just can't do that as a number one player in the world. I don't think so anyway. I don't think so. But what struck me in that press conference was that he was, he won 3 times last year. He won the Arnold Palmer. He won the Players' Championship. That was a great win, the Players' Championship. Went wire to wire. And he also won the match play, one of the match play events during the year, a World Golf Championship event, which is, they're the big ones. They're the really big ones. So the 3 tournaments that he won last year were enormous. But he's saying that he wants to be more deliberate. Now, he's already got a very poor reputation for being a slow player. And look, when he's winning tournaments and when he's competing in like the PGA last year, because you're winning and because you're close to the lead, you get a bit of a let off. But slow play is a real scourge on golf. I mean, it's what keeps people away from the game. It's what keeps people away from watching the game. And it actually drives you crazy. So to hear him say that he's going to be more deliberate in 2017, I mean, come on, he's already missed a 5-hour round. And, these guys only play in twos and threes.
What should they go around in, Marco? What should be a time for a golfer?
Well, I reckon in a first and second round when they're playing in threes, I reckon they should be getting around in under 4 hours.
Yeah.
And they've just got to be rules in place too. There's got to be rules in place that encourage it. So, I'd like to see that, particularly the first couple of groups. The first couple of groups in that morning round, things happen. It's a bit like traffic,
No one in front of you.
It's a bit like Melbourne traffic. When a car at the very start of the line slows down, then it has a flow-on effect. And by the time that little wave of slowness gets right to the back, then it actually ends up making those guys even a little bit slower. So that happens. So you want to get those, at least the first 3 or 4 groups in a morning hit off on Thursday and Friday. Those groups have to be getting around in under 4 hours. Now, then you can start penalising groups who are lagging behind further down the track. But it's got to happen. It's got to happen.
Are we talking financial penalties or score penalties?
Oh, no, they don't care. They don't care about money, those guys. Tony,
that's what I thought.
The money they make is ridiculous.
That's what I thought.
I mean, these $5,000 fines, fair dinkum, they blow their nose with $5,000. Jason Day and all the rest of the boys, Dustin Johnson, they would literally blow their nose with a $5,000 note. They could not care less. But penalise them a stroke, and that stroke can then go on to cost them a win somewhere or a top 10 finish or a one stroke at the pointy end of a tournament these days can cost you $300,000 to $400,000. Now you're talking about you'll get these guys in the gear. And it's funny, when they play in a two on a Sunday morning, they try and break records. They can get around in 2.5 hours if they want to. But I think under 4 hours, like I was saying, for threes in those first three groups, and then twos on the weekend.
Three and a half
playing in a two. You want that 3.5 Even under 3.5, Tone.
Really?
Under 3.5. Yep. I think that's the way of the future. Otherwise, they're kidding themselves.
It's going to be like Big Bash. It's a comparison of Test to Big Bash, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
people that come along to watch the Big Bash matches because they're nice and quick. It's over, it's done with. You go in, you get out, and out you go. In a test match, you're stuck there all day. Great cricket,
right. So,
great kicking. You're going to see great golf, and the cricket's great in test match, but it's too slow.
Yeah, well, the back nine of a tournament, it should really go under 2 hours. Now, if it was going for an hour and a half, I mean, I know it's only a half an hour difference, but more people will hang on to watch. Oh, God, they're on the 16th hole. They've only got 3 holes to play.
Yep.
Let's watch this. But at the same time, if you happen to catch the golf on a Sunday or a Monday morning or, whenever we watch golf these days, then if it's going for over two hours, the back nine, I mean, it's a huge chunk of your time. So I think golfers of today understand that. It's a matter of the people who police the times to get that organised and get it done.
Mm. Well, speaking of times, the times are changing, Marco, and they're definitely looking like they could be changing with the USPGA set to accommodate. They're saying that they want to make a move of the USPGA earlier in the year to accommodate for the Olympics.
Yeah, look, I love this. I really do. There's a new guy in town, a new sheriff in town on the PGA Tour. So he's taken over from Tim Fincham. His name's Joe Monahan. And his focus is, because the NFL is so big in America, they want to really take advantage of the months where the NFL is not being played. So what they're seriously considering doing is moving the USPGA from August, putting it into May, and then the May tournament is the Players' Championship. They want to move that back to March where it used to be, which means that they have a chance to change those greens back to bent grass greens as well, which it probably be better for the tournament also. So the waves and the noise that this man Joe Monahan is making early days, I really like it. I think it's fantastic. And that USPGA, there was talk a couple of years ago that maybe they'll start moving that one out of America every once in a while. So I reckon the time in May could actually come down. May golf in Melbourne and May golf in Sydney, fantastic time to play.
Very much so.
Are still looking absolutely sensational, so it gives us hope.
Tell you what though, Marco, this could start a world war, this move, because the Europeans aren't too happy because it's going to clash with with one of their major tournaments over there.
Yeah, well, they'll just have
bad
to
luck.
Change it. I mean, bad luck. It is Fenningham, Tony. It is just bad luck. When you're playing at this level and when you're trying to accommodate the best players in the world and get the best fields to play, then tough. I mean, bad luck. You've just got to change. And that's the same with us down here as well. I mean, the world of golf has changed in the last 20 years. Absolutely changed. And unfortunately, Australian golf is just a little bit slow off the mark. Hopefully, that's going to get done soon also. And then we can just fit into this big jigsaw puzzle that is scheduling on the world scene of golf these days, not just a tour here and a tour there.
Good on you, buddy. Thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Look forward to you rejoining the Ox later on this month on Drive here on 11:16 SEN.
Good on you, buddy. And my son, Kelly, wants to say hello. He loves you, Shebex.
G'day, Kelly. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Are you the guy that said I had funny ears when you saw me a few earlier on last year? Is that him?
Yeah, it's him. Yeah. He said he had funny ears. He did.
Thanks, Kelly.
Interesting. Righto. I'll see you, Tone.
See you, mate. Bye. Thank you, Marco. Bye, Kelly. A little pain in the butt. It's 17 to 10. We'll go to a break. Back with more on Tick.